This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we have an update, and every time there's an update on the Mar-a-Lago raid, it looks more and more like the DOJ was just doing a political hit job in order to on a former president, which is interesting to me, at the very least, if only because it shows more and more that they're just a arm of the Democratic Party. Now, like their previous work on trying to keep the Russian collusion investigation, which was a hoax, alive, the FBI's reasoning is beset by many, many contradictions and hypocrisy or outright incompetence. And these setbacks usually happen when an investigation isn't based on fact, but rather on political animus. You do stupid things when you're angry or emotionally blinded. And that's the entire political class that infests D.C., terrified of another Trump presidency. And the most recent development about this federally stamped plundering of Trump's home is that Attorney General Merrick Garland dithered on signing off on the search warrant. Attorney General, and we're getting this from the Wall Street Journal. Attorney General Merrick Garland deliberated for weeks over whether to approve the application for a warrant to search former President Donald Trump's Florida home. People familiar with the matter said. A sign of his cautious approach that will be tested over the coming months. The decision had been the subject of weeks of meetings between senior Justice Department and FBI officials. The warrant allowed agents last Monday to seize classified information and other presidential material from Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Garland now faces a more momentous decision that will further sharpen an already unprecedented and politically fraught situation. Whether or not to pursue charges against Mr. Trump or any of his allies over their handling of the records at issue and their interactions with the Justice Department's officials seeking to retrieve them. A decision to bring charges in the matter against Mr. Trump or any of his allies would thrust the Justice Department deeper into a political environment in which the former president's supporters and Republican lawmakers are already accusing Garland and the department of overreach. Now, as Sean Davis of the Federalist wrote, this revelation shreds their whole backstory at the DOJ. This search had to be executed immediately. It was urgent. Also, this wasn't a narrow search targeting classified materials and other records relating to enforcing the Presidential Records Act. Federal agents seized Trump's passports. It was an FBI-led smash and grab. Sean Davis on Twitter. DOJ is panicking. First, Garland claimed the warrant was narrow. That was a lie. Then, Garland claimed DOJ would only speak through court filings. That was a lie, as these leaks prove. DOJ claimed the raid was urgent. Also a lie, since Garland piddled around for weeks beforehand. It would be my hope that when the DOJ leak about the FBI suspecting that Trump had classified nuclear secrets on the ground dropped, you all knew how this story was going to end. Trump is looking better than ever heading into his 2024 announcement, and the FBI is once again looking like a bunch of clowns, as are the Democrats, as is everybody involved in this little, how would we put it? What would we say about it? What would we call it? This banana republic. This thing that has become the political process. In Australia, they look at this presidency and they look at this administration and this current government, and it's a constant form of amusement for some of the news outlets in Australia, which I find that interesting in and of itself, because Australia was very stringent during their stuff with COVID and everything else. It was very rough to exist as an Australian during those times. And the fact that some of the news organizations there look at this and look at some of the things that are going on tells me that the rest of the world is looking at us as a bunch of clowns. And that's problematic. Now, another thing to consider, they signed their little bill, which now creates supposedly is going to fund 87,000 new IRS employees, which that was the Inflation Reduction Act. No telling how hiring more employees for the IRS actually reduces inflation. But, you know, all that happens at the same times as FBI rate. So, in between turning the FBI and the DOJ into functionaries of the Democratic Party's character assassination campaign, what would you think they do? What will they do with a Yankee Stadium full of new IRS auditors? But I have explained how. I mean, that's just not going to happen. It's not just going to. It's not going to be one of those things where there's just people lining up to be an IRS auditor. You have to actually have certain qualifications. Although Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland, he dismisses any concerns about taxpayer abuses by saying, "If you're not cheating on your taxes, you have nothing to worry about." And that, of course, is the language of tyrants. And, you know, lots of people go through years-long disputes with the IRS and pay attorneys and accountants tens of thousands of dollars just to try to straighten it out. And a lot of times, all of a sudden, the IRS will look up and go, you know, this was our fault. And when you're under one of those things and they place a lien on your bank account, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And in addition to that, you have no money. Now, this is not a new thing. This all happened under Obama. Lois Lerner targeted the Tea Party and other taxpayer groups with a conservative orientation. It wasn't an accident. The Obama team never even apologized, and Lois Lerner ducked out of testifying before Congress. And she never went to jail. Now the folks at OpenTheBooks.com report that the IRS is armed with real weapons, guns, ammunition, and military equipment. So now people are asking, how many of the new 87,000 employees will be armed? And why does a tax collection agency need guns? they have apparently 2,159 special agents. They spent $21.3 million on guns, ammunition, and military style equipment between fiscal years 2006 and 2019. And the agency stockpiled 4,500 guns and 5 million rounds of ammo. So, yeah, those guys, they're fun. They're fun. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what we get out of this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the ways of made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Throughout the long Clinton-fabricated Russia hoax devised to take Trump down, most Republicans had little or nothing to say. Too many of them believed it. A lot of them hoped it was true. Trump scared them as much as he frightened the people on the left. Most of them are participating members of the swamp that Trump promised to drain. They were nearly as quiet during the two ridiculous impeachments, both absurd and based on lies. Adam Schiff may well go down in history as the biggest cheat and habitual liar to ever sit in the House. He has been caught lying numerous times, but he can't help himself. He can hardly utter a word that is true, and like the Democrats and the left media spree, every wacky tall tale they get wind of. Conversely, most Republicans keep their cowardly mouths shut. During certain times, Kevin McCarthy might as well be a Democrat. He has far too little to say about the egregious crimes of the left, especially since Biden took office. The crimes perpetrated against the 900 mostly innocent people who were present in D.C. to hear Trump's speech on January 6th are legion and inexcusable in what once was a Democratic representative republic. You've had a few brave Republican souls, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, Paul Gozer. They've worked tirelessly to bring attention to those crimes and the plight of those still in prison without due process. Most Republicans have shamefully remained quiet. God forbid that they anger the New York Times or WAPO or CNN or the MSNBC, both leftist propaganda outlets of the worst kind. But then truth is not a left-wing value. Now, the list of hoaxes and lies that the media and the Democrats have embraced since Trump announced his candidacy is long and storied, and nearly all of them false. The anti-Trumpers will believe any they will believe any absurdity if they think it will damage a man who was the best president since Reagan. Believability is not a concern. They've lost the ability to think critically, and too many Republicans have fallen prey to the same mental defect. The left very successfully engineered a stolen election because Trump was an outsider who they realized might not toe their D.C. corrupt line. They had to prevent the man from running, winning, and winning again. But, like all things of this type of nonsense, they jumped the shark. They raided his home at Mar-a-Lago for, quote, classified documents, and they've been there since he left office. They were packed up and shipped to Mar-a-Lago by the General Services Administration under the auspice of the NARA, National Archives and Records Administration. In June, they visited those still unopened boxes of documents they had packed and sent to Palm Beach, and then requested an additional lock to be put on the door of the room where those boxes were stored. None of this, by the way, a newsflash at all. The feds had full access to whatever was there. Trump had been cooperating fully and made his willingness to cooperate in any further requests. So, what was this all about then? It was meant to dirty up the man before the midterm elections and prevent him from running in 2024. Nearly all of his endorsed candidates have won their primaries. Of the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach him, in the January 6th committee, eight of them have lost. Seven of them have lost or retired, and Liz Cheney has not lost yet. But that's common. And the Democrats are panicked. And the raid was a foolhardy, injudicious fishing expedition. Their warrant included anything from day one to the last day of the Trump presidency. How revealing is that? And it proves how colossally stupid Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray and those who are Biden's brain are. They are short-sighted and incompetent. But they're also deluded. They ignore obvious pitfalls. According to Paul Sperry, many of the agents who invaded Mar-a-Lago were already under investigation by Durham. The same agents who breached Mar-a-Lago participated in the Russian hoax. The Never Trump left has embarrassed themselves over this past week. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden, he of the signers of that pathetic public statement claiming that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, suggested Trump be executed without doing a shred of research. Former alleged historian Michael Beschloss, too, assumed that whatever the raid produced was akin to the Rosenberg's crimes, and they were actual spies who passed vital atomic secrets to the Soviets. Now, Donald Trump is the most pro-American president since Reagan. No one, not even a single Democrat, should believe that Donald Trump is guilty of any form of espionage. Clinton, Bush, Obama, sure. They sold out their own country one way or another, but not Trump. And everybody knows this. The entire raid fiasco is just more proof that those who rise to power in this country are corrupt and drunk on power. They are insulated, blinkered by their membership in the swamp, and totally clueless how most Americans think, work, and strive to provide for their families. And the passage of the tragically misnamed Inflation Reduction Act is proof of their malice. And if they roll out 87,000 armed IRS agents, they're going to be trying to put in place this police state. Now, if the Republicans do what they need to do when they take the House, they will stop that allocation of money. And they can. But they must do it. They have to do it. And they have to wield power. And they have to use power. And they have to make it work. Our progressive left is trying to destroy everything. Everything. So, yeah, that's got to be, all that's got to be held up. It's got to be held up. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News. A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. A federal judge scheduled the in-person event. This comes as many Republicans, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, are calling on the Justice Department to release the affidavit in the case.
Show your cards. Merrick Garland can't have it both ways. He can't give us the inventory of the warrant without telling us why it was necessary to raid the former president's home, and there was no less intrusive method available. The affidavit should help us a lot understand what happened here.
The National Hurricane Center is admitting they were wrong in their prediction that this year's Atlantic hurricane season will bring an above normal average number of storms. So far, there hasn't been a single hurricane. Stocks ending on a positive note for the fifth straight day. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 239 points. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Alan Moore, author and social critic, asserts in V for Vendetta that people shouldn't be afraid of their government. Government should be afraid of their people. When a young director in Karachi, Pakistan, adapted Vendetta for a live theatrical performance 10 years ago, he repeated the line during the play's curtain call to raucous applause from the audience. Moore's simple words reflect poignantly that human desire to be free from government tyranny. Moore's statement is widely embraced in these United States, where the people are constitutionally vested with power over government, which makes it doubtful these pesky government peoples, makes it doubtful that, today's permanent bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. would concur with that sentiment that, we should have the power over them. Now, this philosophical divide between the American people and their government is important. You might ask me why. It's important because we got to ask the question, should you have to live in fear of your U.S. government? Now, right now, the characterization is that there's this new army of IRS agents who are going to descend soon, which that's not really true. Okay? That's not really true. That's not really what's going to happen because they're not going to hire them right away because there's no way to do that. Now, if they had the time to do it, and I've explained why this would actually be a thing, but you know, if they actually had the time to make it work, I'm sure they would audit everybody they possibly could. And you know, we also have this partisan DOJ and FBI that routinely ignore leftist violence while throwing the book at somebody for simply getting out there and saying, I want to make America great again. Yeah. So, knowing this, right, knowing this, we can proceed in certain ways. Does the federal government still work for American citizens? Or have we become nothing more than subjects expected to obey Washington's bureaucratic regime? For many Americans, the answer to that question is glaringly obvious. After Chris Wray's FBI launched an unprecedented raid of President Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago, the very short-sighted, falling-apart-at-the-seams raid, the director's immediate concern was not his agency's appearance of impropriety, but the denouncement of his lackey's behavior by the American public. And, you know, law enforcement... Okay. Law enforcement does a thankless job when they're doing it correctly. But law enforcement is, they are not the harbingers of law and order. You and the way you conduct yourself daily without any coercion or anything else, you are the ones that maintain law and order. And I'm not talking about exceeding the speed limit or getting a parking ticket. I'm talking about committing crimes against your fellow man. And when law enforcement does become more authoritarian, then things are going to happen. But Ray gets out there and says, I'm always concerned about threats to law enforcement. Well, he said nothing of threats to Americans from federal law enforcement. So who's more of a threat to American liberty? Citizens using their constitutionally protected free speech to criticize the FBI, or the wayward FBI agent acting under the color of the law? The supposition is that those in the federal bureaucracy have great power. And that's actually not true. When you consider how many people make up the inner corridor, you know, the assailant corridor of D.C., and you realize, okay, these are just representatives of the various states and everything. But one thing about being authoritarian or totalitarian, that has to be done under force. And this is where logistically things begin to fall apart for them. But clearly, the ones with the great power are the greatest threat to freedom. And for Ray, who is a Trump appointee of all things, he believes the FBI is a real victim. It is the citizen expressing himself who must be held accountable for this, according to him. And his decision to shield his agents from criticism while obliquely intimidating citizens is hardly a departure from their standard operating procedure. And this is nothing new. You know, when Waco happened, I was like, what's this about? What's this all about? Why do they take a film crew to go arrest one guy in Waco, Texas? Why do they take a film crew to go arrest David Koresh? Why did it take a film crew when they could have just driven by him in a van and just snatched him off of the road when he went on his little drives? And you saw what happened in Waco. And I'm not saying the people of the Branch Davidians were anything remotely looking like, say, I don't know, angels. But they brought the film crew there, and then they got their clocks cleaned during Waco. So, the IRS being weaponized is nothing new. Barack Obama used to do it all the time. And why should you expect a greatly expanded, well-armed IRS to behave any differently this time? Now, understand this. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say all 87,000 of them get armed. Do you know what that means? Because they're not going to be concentrated. They're not going to be concentrated, right? They're going to be presuming that you will behave in the face of their authoritarian moves. A similar abuse of power during Obama's presidency occurred when the EPA released sensitive private and personal materials on more than 100,000 farmers and ranchers to outside environmental groups in what was seen as an intentional effort to promote eco-terrorist tyranny. Was it enough for them to harass America's farmers with endless agricultural, livestock, and water regulations? They decided to permit outside help to further its interest in enforcing green regulations. And now, with the other inflation, or the other parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, they found a path to greatly expand this agenda. So it's likely the EPA will continue to harass these guys. And the FBI, the IRS, and the EPA are but three agencies with tremendous powers that can be used to intimidate or imperil Americans. But once again, there's a problem with the projection of force for them. So, just remember this, though. Remember this. The government should be nervous about you, not the other way around. And you should sit back and understand the logistics of things to get a little peace of mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. According to a federal indictment unsealed last week, Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old EMT and aspiring nurse who was killed during a 2020 drug raid in Louisville, Kentucky, died because a cop lied. According to a 2019 federal indictment, the same is true of Dennis Tuttle and Rogina Nicholas, a middle-aged couple killed during a raid in Houston that year. And this is, you know, when I start rolling this way, if it starts sounding like I'm indicting law enforcement, that's because law enforcement has to walk a tightrope. And sometimes they decide to do it a more comfortable way. And when they invent facts to obtain search warrants, they are committing crimes. They're violating the Fourth Amendment, and they're instigating potentially lethal confrontations without any sort of a legal basis. And because outright lies may be difficult to detect in advance, a more rigorous judicial review of police affidavits could have made a crucial difference in both of those two cases, for example. When Louisville detective Joshua Janes sought a warrant to search Taylor's apartment in March 2020, he claimed he had verified through a U.S. postal inspector that suspected drug dealer Jamarcus Glover, Taylor's former boyfriend, had been receiving packages at her apartment. After the raid that killed Taylor, Janes told investigators that information actually came from a colleague, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, who supposedly told Janes nonchalantly that Glover just gets Amazon or mail packages there. So that was anecdotal, by the way. That's not a fact. According to the indictment against Janes, both claims were false. Furthermore, his suggestion that the packages might contain drugs or drug money was inconsistent with the reference to Amazon shipments. Glover, who was arrested elsewhere in the same night that police killed Taylor, told the Louisville Courier-Journal that nothing illegal was delivered to her apartment, just shoes and clothes, and that Taylor was not involved in his drug dealing. Even the ambiguous reference to packages, even with that, the evidence implicating Taylor and her ex-boyfriend's criminal activities was thin. James reported he had seen Glover inside Taylor's apartment and that he'd seen Taylor's car parked in front of a house used by Glover on different occasions, although he did not specify when or in what circumstance. Now, although Jefferson County Circuit Judge Mary Shaw may not have realized that James invented a conversation with a postal inspector, it should have been obvious that the evidence against Taylor, based entirely on guilt by association, was weaker than the evidence against Glover. And yet, Judge Shaw proved a warrant for a no-knock, middle-of-the-night search of Taylor's apartment, along with four other warrants for houses linked to Glover, all within 12 minutes. And we saw what happened with that. Then, after the Houston raid that killed Tuttle and Nicholas, it turned out that a veteran narcotics officer, Gerald Goines, had fabricated a heroin sale to falsely implicate them in a drug dealing. And while Municipal Court Judge Gordon Markham, who approved the no-knock warrant from the couple's home, may never have imagined that Goines was making the whole thing up, there were a lot of clues that the affidavit was fishy. Although Goines claimed he had been investigating drug activity at their home for 2 weeks, he had not bothered to find out who lived there. Goines said he had advised a confidential informant that narcotics were being sold and stored at the house, but he cited no evidence of that, notwithstanding his two-week investigation. He also claimed another narcotics officer, Stephen Bryant, had recognized the brown powder that the informant supposedly bought at the house as heroin, a detail that Bryant later contradicted. And one wonders why Bryant would have said if Markham had asked him to verify Goines' account. Local prosecutors discovered that Goines, who was employed by the Houston Police Department for 34 years, had been similarly creative in other cases, citing drug purchases that never happened to justify searches and arrests. He also had a history of justifying no-knock warrants by citing firearms that were never recovered, a suspicious pattern that no one noticed until it was too late for Tuttle and Nicholas. And this is the problem when a judge rubber stamps warrants without asking basic questions or pausing to consider whether police have established probable cause. It's okay to trust police if you verify. But this is the lazy way these things happen. Let's segue to let's go to New York, because I haven't been to New York for a minute. In just a little over 2 weeks, the New York's post-Bruin gun control laws are going to take effect, turning much of the state into a gigantic gun-free zone and imposing a host of new requirements on concealed carry applicants. These new measures, which were approved at breakneck speed, without the public or even law enforcement given a chance to see the text, are facing a number of court challenges, including a lawsuit filed by Gun Owners of America and New York gun owner Ivan Antoniuk, that's seeking an injunction blocking the new statutes from being enforced. Now the state of New York has responded to the litigation, declaring that the plaintiffs don't have standing to sue, but even if they did, the law should be upheld because of the chaos and fear that will ensue if these things are struck down. In a new filing in the U.S. District Court in the Northern District, New York AG Letitia James claims that every one of the new laws in question are constitutional, from the good moral character requirement to the state's default position that all private property is off limits to lawful concealed carry, unless, in some circumstances, the property owner specifically notes via signage that guns are welcome. Violations of that policy are a felony-level offense under the new laws, and those convicted of even accidentally stepping foot onto a property where guns are banned could face years in prison and the lifetime loss of their Second Amendment right. And under the legal test laid out by Bruin, it's up to the state to prove that the laws in question comport with the text, history, and tradition of the Second Amendment, but her evidence is scant at best. Like her defense of the requirement that concealed carry applicants must subject themselves to an in-person interview with law enforcement and provide character references before they can be approved. She said, according to James, there's nothing unique about these requirements, which are present in the laws of many states, including several of the shall-issue states specifically endorsed by the opinion in Bruin. But then she goes on to cite the laws in several may-issue states like New Jersey and Maryland. So, half of the states that she mentions our May issue when it comes to issuing carrier license, though Delaware and Pennsylvania are shall issue states. And the fact that she could only point to four states is in itself a sign that this type of restriction is not widespread in use. It's not common. And it's more of an indication that these types of mandates are outliers. So she doesn't attempt to provide any historical analog to their new requirement that they share all social media accounts with law enforcement. Instead, arguing the state has the authority to prevent dangerous people from obtaining a license, and that perusing social media will allow police to identify potential threats from applicants before they're approved. The only nod to the history and tradition part of it is the right to keep bear arms is her assertion that the requirement imposes a comparable burden to traditional disqualifications, EIEIO. But that's what's happening in New York right now. Right now in New York, cities like Rochester, where Gun Owners News Hour is heard, are on pace for record-high homicide rates because violent criminals aren't following their gun control laws that are in place right now. And James's argument basically boils down to the idea that people will be safer if the number of legally armed citizens are few and far between. And that, of course, flies in the face of logic. But it also flies in the face of the Constitution as well. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, we're going to hear the stories and articles from writer Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.